Well, an energy-efficient home can save homeowners big on energy and cash. But since they're so airtight, they also often require extra ventilation to maintain a healthy indoor environment.
Yep, and that's where mechanical ventilation steps in. Here to help us understand the options is Richard Trethewey, the plumbing and heating contractor on TV's This Old House. Welcome, Richard.
Hey, guys.
You know, it seems somewhat counterintuitive to think that we have to let air into a building when for hundreds of years we've done nothing but chase out these drafts.
Well, we had no issue having fresh air come into a building when the buildings were poorly insulated and the windows leaked and they had, sash cords and things like that.
Because it was coming in everywhere.
It was coming in plenty.
Right.
But now as energy went up and people insulated better, we really have to worry about getting fresh air. And I really mean that fresh air into the building.
So the trick is to do that, though, without losing the heating or the air conditioning that you've paid to generate.
Right. So people used to think I'd just put on a bath fan or a kitchen hood and it would pull air out and some air would leak in through the outside doors and windows. And that's not the case anymore. So now in order to guarantee you get fresh air into a really tight building, you need some sort of mechanical ventilation. And that is going to be either a thing called a heat recovery ventilator or an energy recovery ventilator. They're fundamentally the same thing.
Okay.
It's a box, a magic box that sits somewhere in your building and has four duct connections. One is to exhaust all the air from the kitchen, the bathroom, or from some central area, and you push that air through that magic box, and the air continues through a core inside and gets dumped to outside. But at the very same time, the same amount of air comes from outside, comes through that same box and goes in the opposing direction. It goes across that plate where the air doesn't touch directly, but the heat always transfers to cold. So imagine you've got heated air that's going to try to leave the building in the winter. You got cold air from outside. It passes through, picks up the heat that was going to leave the building, and keeps it within the building.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so same way that a furnace works with a heat exchanger inside, the combustion gas run inside of that,
right.
The air blows over the outside.
Correct.
You're kind of doing the same thing, but you have the air moving in opposite directions with a common surface in between that transfers not the air, but the heat.
That's right. And that's the key to it, that you're touching without contaminating the air between, there's no contamination between those two air streams. But what comes in is 70 or 80% of the heat you would have lost stays within the building. And so then the only difference between the two models I talked about, the HRV and the ERV, is one removes humidity and one doesn't.
You know, in some senses, you want to take humidity out of the building to a certain percent, but you need it to also maintain,
right,
the integrity of your furniture and your skin.
That's right.
So how do you find that balance?
Well, think about in the winter. People say, I've got some relatively dry air in the building, but at least it's a little more moist than it is outside on a really dry winter's
mm-hmm.
day.
Right.
You know, at least I can pick up some humidity from showering and from cooking. So with an energy recovery ventilator, that humidity transfers to the incoming air and stays within the building. So it does a nice job. The heat recovery ventilator doesn't do anything for humidity. It just removes it. So different people are more comfortable with it in different parts of the country. But in all cases, they both work beautifully.
So is it somewhat regional? Is it somewhat regional decision? Like if you live in the southern states where it's really, really humid, you might choose one or the other. Or if you live in Minnesota, you would choose
one. Well, there's no humidity in the American Southwest. There's none.
Yeah,
there's
right.
none anywhere.
Right.
So you could use it. It wouldn't even matter. Heat recovery ventilator would be fine. But it's just, I think it's regional preferences. I'm a believer in the energy recovery ventilator because it doesn't need a drain. And you can stick it anywhere, upside down, sideways, or backwards in your house, and it'll just always transfer in the right direction.
What a great invention. Richard Trethewey, the plumbing and heating contractor on TV's This Old House, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. What a great way to conserve some energy and get fresh air all the time.
I wish we could get some fresh air in this studio.
You need to bring your equipment, guys.
Yeah. We need to have you work on this place a bit.
All right. You can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS for local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.